Ooh, we party time, boy. The bullshit just don't stop. Really just don't stop. What up, y'all? Big Mike, almighty Triple XL. That's right, coming at you from Max City Limits Radio Show, MaxCity.com. Oh, Lord have mercy. Nah, I ain't gonna do that. I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna just park right here. I was gonna go ahead and try and drive and disseminate knowledge, but I ain't gonna do that, man. I don't walk and chew bubble gum well at the same time. It's a result of me getting older. I'm just not as sharp, just not quick on the draw like I used to be, you know. So, let's get this shit straight, man. Let's get the facts right. Let me turn this shit off. Give y'all my background once again, man. Big Mike. Married at 19. Family man. Desert Storm veteran. 10 years corrections. Grimy ass street nigga for like 20 years. Kind of low-key led a double life. Pimping and pornography. While at the same time doing some Mr. Rogers shit. While being married. And at the same time, actually adopting and mentoring and fostering young black boys for at least 8 to 9 years. Just giving you a little lowdown, because, you know, cats, they just don't know, man. So they be coming at me greasy and sideways, thinking I don't have no accomplishments in life. I mean, I ain't even going to go ahead and go into some of the martial art tournaments I was in and some of the boxing tournaments I was in. You know. I got balls. Yeah, no doubt. I got balls. Yeah. So anyway, with that being said, man, let me tell y'all what's going on with this Tito shit, with this so-called rape shit. Yeah, and I say so-called because once again, I have experience with the court system, man. I have experience in the judicial system. I have experience with a plethora of alleys or pathways when it comes to law enforcement, man. I know a lot of state troopers. I know a lot of sheriffs. I know a lot of cops. That's the circles of cats I used to roll in, man. And then rubbing elbows with my player partner, Tony Maceo. He rubs a lot of elbows with a lot of cats downtown in the judiciary and a lot of lawyers. Which in turn allows me to rub elbows with a lot of lawyers. So I get to hear a lot of cases. So the proliferation of all of these experiences that I have. Oh my God, man. And it hurts getting on here, right? Because like this channel is for the betterment and the empowerment of black men, especially black boys. So I gotta do what I gotta do. Even if it makes me look kind of crazy, people gonna look at me sideways. I gotta do it. I have to get on here and I have to exercise a little bit of logic and reason and critical thinking. No matter how it makes me look. I have to do this in the face of the gynocracy, man. Because the gynocracy, what I'm about to utter to y'all is the primary reason why women really are not fit to rule. They're always talking at the side of their neck due to emotions, their emotional take on things, man. Like when I tell cats, you know, I'm not ready to judge anyone until I see the facts of the case, even though they may have gone through court and they may have been found guilty. I still myself want to see what was said in a deposition. Me and Tony talked about this last night, man. I mean, he pointed out eloquently, like, just because you're found guilty in court doesn't necessarily mean you're guilty. But there's a flip side to that. Just because you're found innocent in court doesn't mean you're innocent either. It really is all predicated upon the situation and the circumstance you find yourself in while you're in court. Like who the judge is and who the jury is composed of and how good your lawyers are. I mean, all of these things factored in weighs heavily, regardless of the facts of the case. But I'm just funny like that. I'm goofy like that. Before I get on here on YouTube and I look at what's going on and someone says, oh, he's a rapist. He raped somebody. I'm like, okay, I'm going to draw on my life experience. And I'm going to say, hey, man, you know, according to my life experience, I've seen a lot of cats railroaded and fucked over, man, by the judicial system. I want to make sure that, you know, like, this is a legit man. Oh, you're making excuses for pedophiles. You're making excuses for pedophiles. You can't make this shit up, man. You can't, man. I mean, I got on record plenty of times say, you know, niggas can get that work, get that smoke, man, if you a pedophile for real, man. But because Big Mike, when I look at the facts of the case, you protected pedophiles. Man, I just got done listening to Nyla. Oh, Nyla. Man, I got to, man, you and Taz are just, y'all are the masters of throwing rocks and hiding your hands and playing that victim shit. I got to give it to you. You are the best. You are the absolute fucking best. But yeah, I was on there listening to her whining bitch about this shit, man. And I'm like, you know, he's a rapist. He raped a 12-year-old girl. He raped her. He raped it her. He raped it in her. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, man. Throughout that whole goddamn live stream, guess what she never did? See, look, y'all got to watch out for these hotep hustlers, man. And I know they claim they ain't hotep hustlers, but yet and still, they still hustling you motherfuckers blind, man. Throughout that whole live stream, guess what she never did? She mentioned the age of the female who was violated. All right? Like I said, I don't know shit about the case. I don't know the specifics. So Tito may be a scumbag. I don't know. But I reserve judgment until, you know, I look at the specifics of the case. And guess what? My boy Tony Maceo, he is a master at data mining. You know, if he wants court depositions and transcripts and shit like that, he can get it. He can get it. So I can find out the specifics of the case if I really want, right? But I don't really feel the need to do that. I don't, because really it's not that deep to me, because this is bigger than Tito. This is bigger than that so-called power couple that we have on here, man. You know, this is about me having you brothers be sober. Just be sober when you're making these sort of accusations. That's all I'm saying. Be sober. Do not fall into the bitch trap of acting like an emotional bitch. We don't need that. Okay, we're supposed to be men, and we're supposed to look at the facts of a case. That's what we're supposed to do. But back to this female who had this live stream or this hangout, right? Yeah, she was all just plugging away at the age of the female that was violated. But she never gave the age of Tito at the time of the infraction. You think that's an accident? I think not. Because I'm pretty sure that if she actually gave the age of Tito at the time of this criminal act, people would probably have a little bit more sympathy or give him a little bit more leeway and wiggle room. Because guess what? He was a minor. He was 17. No, they don't want to mention that. It goes against their narrative, man. You know, they have to create monsters, man. That's how they get their money. That's how, you know, they fill their bag, man. You know what I mean? So they weren't running around with all these crocodile tears. Oh, pedophiles everywhere. Pedophiles. Hide your kids, hide your wife. Man, it's incredible. It is absolutely incredible. Look, y'all got me fucked up. Y'all think that if I work 10 years in the joint, in one of the worst joints in fucking Ohio, that I'm going to come out here and just blatantly defend a baby raper, nigga? Really? No. This is an exercise in grown man shit. Paying attention to the motherfucking case. Nyla and her nigga, man, they are the masters of throwing rocks and hiding their hands and taking shit out of context. She brought up the fact that in one of my previous podcasts, I said, yeah, you supposed to be pro-black. You supposed to know better. And I was linking that to Taz readily just jumping on board, you know, crucifying her brother just because the court said so. That was the context in which I gave it. But as usual, they take the shit out of context. She brought it up as, I'm just saying, look, if you're pro-black, you're supposed to excuse someone being a baby raper. I'm like, that's not what the fuck I said. Not what the fuck I meant. What I meant was, clean your ears out, Myla. All right? I know you got money to make and you got a narrative to push. What I was saying is, Taz is just jumping all on board with all this baby rape shit. Oh, baby rapers everywhere. Baby rapers. I've got daughters. Oh, shit, man. I'm trying to tell you. Him just automatically jumping on board without reviewing the facts of the case, man. Now, maybe he has reviewed the facts of the case. And maybe he's come to an informed opinion or conclusion. I don't know. Because remember, I said that I don't know the specifics of the case. But what I meant was, if you're supposed to be pro-black, you're supposed to know how treacherous and fucked up the legal system is. And how the judicial system treats black men. And how they unjustly persecute and prosecute black men for so-called sexual abuse and sexual deviancy and sexual behavior. You're supposed to know that if you're pro-black. But Taz don't seem to know that. He don't seem to know that. No. Because dare I say, I don't really think they know the specifics of the case. I really don't, man. But let's go back to the age of Tito at that time. 17. They don't really like to talk about that. They like to say, well, at the time he was prosecuted, he was actually 18. Okay, let's say, all right, he's 18. Now, if y'all been watching my channel for a while, you know that we've had this disagreement with Nyla's hobosexual boyfriend about young men and older women. They've got a bug up their ass about older men messing with 18-year-old girls. Because why? 18-year-old girls are just girls. They're just babies. They're just babies. Leave the babies alone. They're just churins. I'm like, what? I'm like, really? So women are too immature, too fucking stupid and scatterbrained to be considered an adult at 18. This is their premise. I'm like, I'm right. Okay. Even though since time immemorial, this is the way it is. This is the way nature made it, and this is the way nature intended it. If you don't fucking like it, take it up with Yahweh, nigga. Take it up with Jehovah. Take it up with Allah. All right? Take it up with the Elohim, nigga. This is the way they made men and women. Older men want to plant their seeds in fertile ground, and that's younger women. Okay, let me back up for the niggas that's in the slow seats, because I know they're going to twist this and misrepresent it as usual. He said it's okay to rape babies. It's sad I got to come on here and just be very, very clear. You got to be real, 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 real clear with these motherfuckers, man, because, oh, man, any hole they see that they can jump through to try and discredit you, oh, they're going to try and take it, man. They're going to try and take it, man. So, yes, nature has intended that an older man is not going to be looking for an older woman. He's not going to be looking for a woman his age. No. You can't plant seeds in nothing old, nigga. No. You want something young. This is the way nature intended. Stop fucking crying about it. This is getting ridiculous, all right? So, once again, their premises. Old, nasty, stank-ass men should not be looking at 18-year-old females because they just babies. They just childrens. They don't know no better. They don't know nothing. You're taking advantage of the childrens. I'm like, wow, really? Okay. So, all right. Let's have some fun. Let's flip it. Let's flip it. And this is why Big Mike is who he is, and this is where he's at in life. You know, you got niggas around here calling themselves the GOAT and all this stupid ass shit. I'm like, really? I'm like, man, you niggas are, it's real easy to rip your shit to shreds, nigga, for real. Y'all niggas ain't making a lick of sense. And I know why you ain't making no sense, because you're doing it on the fly because you trying to make money. No movement can exist or prosper without an opposition or a devil. And this is y'all's crusade. This is y'all devils. You are creating boogeymen everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Rapists, pedos, pedos, rapists, rapists, pedos. This is ridiculous. But let's go back to the 18-year-old shit, okay? Now, all of a sudden, the shoe was on the other foot. They never mentioned Tito's age. But before I even do that, no one understand that I was about to get Tito that work and that smoke. I mean, I don't give two fucks about who come at me, man. I'm ready for whoever and whatever, man. But if somebody is right and exact, and if they correct, and if they can correct me on something, I'll acquiesce. I'll take a step back. I'll admit it. We just had a situation where Tito pointed out that he did not rob a little old lady or a little old woman. I mean, he still did the robbery, but he claims it wasn't an old woman. And he presented some evidence that would substantiate his claim. Is it actually true? I don't know, but it's a compelling argument and it's believable. My boy Tony, he's like, man, I give less than two fucks about that shit, man. He's like, he still did the robbery. He said, you know, Tito was nitpicking, man. Nitpicking about the specifics of the goddamn crime. I'm like, well, see, this is the thing. What a lot of people are not understanding is that certain crimes are taboo for criminals. Now, if you go to prison and you locked up for robbing a man, that's looked at as some G shit. All right? That's looked at with a little bit of admiration there. Because, you know, like, you got some nuts. You got some balls. You came at somebody that can actually fend off an attack. But, you know, no one's going to give you props, man. And no one's going to respect you if you're robbing old broads. Right? So that's what triggered Tito right there. He's like, wait, let's get this shit straight, man. The cat that I robbed, it was a man, all right? The mark was a man. It wasn't no old-ass woman, okay? He had to get that shit straight, right? So, man, let's get that straight right there, man. You know what I mean? It don't matter if it's Taz. It don't matter if it's Tito. If I think you're fucked up, nigga, you know, we can get it. We can get it, man. So a lot of cats is, you know, kind of expecting me to go at Tito for this shit when he wrote me that shit. And yeah, and Tito, understand this, if you listening, nigga, I did not delete your shit, man. That's YouTube doing their bullshit, man. Right? Because I'm just now realizing that he thought that I was deleting his shit. He said, delete this at your own peril. I'm like, oh, that was me. He thought that I deleted the shit. No. Okay, well, let's get back to the business. All right, according to Nyla and Taz. Oh, yeah, once again, this is a brilliant business model for Nyla and Taz. They throw rocks and hide their hands. They get people to mention them on their podcasts and their hangouts. And this is just, you know, free advertisement. It's good advertising. But I don't mind advertising the shit. I'm enjoying myself. I'm having fun. Big Mike is getting back into the swing of things. And I'm smacking up these niggas as I go along. So I'm going to give the names of the niggas that I'm smacking. All right? Once again, Tito is 18 at the time of this crime. He actually committed when he was 17. He was actually prosecuted when he was 18. Nyla and Taz says that females are still just children when they're 18. They're just babies. Okay. This is what y'all said, right? This is what y'all said. So now when we flip it and we say that, hey, wait a minute. Tito was just a baby. He was just a baby when this went down, right? Shit. He claims that the female claimed that she was 14. And at the time, he says he was 17. I don't know. I ain't seen specifics of the case. But I'm not, you know, going to join in on this witch hunt until I know the specifics of the case. That's just how I roll. That's just how I get down. Because that could have been exactly how it went. And I'm low-key just, I don't know if Tony's on the case. I don't know. Tony, he's really itching to actually find out the specifics of that. Of all of this shit, man. He really wants to pull all of this shit up. For some reason, Tony has got a bug up his ass about how Tito came at Big Mike. Oh, shit. Magneto is not feeling that shit. But I'm telling, I'm like, man, you know, look. I ain't tripping that shit. Tony, I ain't tripping it, man. I'm not tripping it. You know what I mean? But, you know, we might data mine just because we just want to be nosy. And if I get something that's damning, more likely I'll probably keep it to myself. I don't know what Tony would do, you know. But still, you know, I'm kind of curious now. I really want to know the specifics of this case, man. For real. But once again, let's say that Nyla and them, what they're saying is true. Because dirty, stank, nasty old men are actually preying on 18-year-old girls that are just babies. But now, all of a sudden, when we flip it, the shoe's on the other foot. And they neglected to mention his age in that hangout because I think they know and understand that a lot of people will be kind of scratching their head, like, I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't be looking at this so hardcore. Maybe we're going to give him a little bit of leeway on this one, man, because he's just a baby. He's a baby. He's 18. He don't know no better. He's a child. Oh, but no, it don't fit the narrative. Because, you know, he is a pedo. He's a rapist. He's a pedo. And they have to give this illusion that he was like a grown-ass man when he did the shit, man. I mean, it was just disgusting and so fucking disingenuous how they was doing the shit. Through the whole live stream, did not mention his age at all. And they know how old he is. Or, excuse me, how old he was at the time he committed the crime. They know that shit. But they deliberately didn't say anything, man. They on some CNN shit. They lying by omission. And check it out, man. Like me and Tito, we just had this little bump in the road a couple days ago, man. Like I said, I don't owe this nigga nothing. Shit. I mean, he low-key came at Big Mike sideways on a video that wasn't even about him. It was about Taz punk ass, man. Shit, nigga, I'm low-key trying to give you a little wiggle room, man. Just a little bit. Oh, they're out here making excuses for pedos and pedophiles. Oh, Nyla was on there, so-called crying with them fake-ass tears. Oh, man, you can't buy better entertainment, man. I gotta admit, I am enjoying watching the shit show. I'm enjoying this shit. And then you got a gaggle of just nothing ass bitches on there, man. They on there calling for blood and shit, man. Ugh. We're going to cancel any and everybody that's making excuses for Tito. Well, good luck with that with me, because you see, it's a barren desert over here, bitch, bitch, bitch. Nobody fucks with Big Mike and Mac City, bitch. I'm not on anybody's live streams. I'm not on anybody's shows. No one interviews me. I rolls solo, baby. Just for this simple fact, this simple reason. Because I don't want nobody coming to me saying this lame-ass shit. I have to distance myself from you because you're a hot potato. You're a pariah. Your views are too radical. Like, so be it. It is what it is. Once again, remember what this channel is about. This channel is about restoring patriarchy, man. And a real, true, honest to goodness patriarchy, man, it is ruthless. It is cutthroat. It does not allow for excuses. And while I'm on that, understand this. If you are an individual who got knocked indulging in sex with an underage girl, irregardless of the deception of the underage girl, you still deserve what you get. I mean, I could say I understand, but you still deserve what you get. It is your duty as a man to make sure to always have your I's dotted and your T's crossed in life. And if you know in society that this is frowned upon, that you're going to end up in a shit sandwich, then guess what? You better make sure that whoever you dipping your wick in is legal. This is what I mean by cutthroat patriarchy. But guess what? Shit rolls downhill. I'm also offering cutthroat patriarchy for the Lolitas. The underage sluts out there getting brothers tangled up in bullshit.
Oh, they're too young to know any better.
Nope, not in this patriarchy. No, sir. In this patriarchy, everybody gets a crack with the whip. Everybody. I don't care who it is. Once again, from 8 to motherfucking 80. If you out of pocket, you out of pocket.
Oh, they don't know any better.
Well, they better get to learning. In my patriarchy, you're going to somehow, some way, there's going to be some retribution. You're going to have to do some classes. You're going to have to walk around the city with a dunce hat. I don't know, nigga. We're going to have to make sure that there is consequences and repercussions for low leaders out there smiling in your face, trying to get you twisted and jammed up in some bullshit. And they know better. See, that's the problem. You got broads out here. They want to have their cake and eat it too. They want to play this victim shit and this delicate flower shit when it suits them. And then they want to turn around and talk about, I am woman, hear me roar. I'm strong and independent and I don't need no nigga. And make up your mind, bitches. Make up your mind. Which is it? And that go for the so-called children too. In this patriarchy, look, everybody's going to get some discipline, man. Everybody. So no, I'm not making excuses for individuals who got caught up. But what I am saying is I'm not going on no bloodthirsty crusade to go fuck with a nigga when we got individuals out here who are blatantly hypocritical about the whole issue. And Nyla and Taz are blatantly fucking hypocritical about the issue. Because on one hand, when it comes to women, they're too fucking scatterbrained and stupid to be considered adults at 18.
Don't mess with the babies. You're too old to be messing with these babies.
Okay, at 18, they still considered babies. But then all of a sudden, when it comes to Tito, who was 17 at the time of the crime, they want to make it seem like this nigga was 40 years old when he did it. And you could tell why they was not mentioning his age throughout that whole live stream and hangout. They know what the fuck they doing, man. If they was really real about this shit, really keeping a buck about the shit, they'd give you the whole facts of the case. Is not Tito's age part of the fucking case? Why not mention his age at the time of the crime? What are you hiding? See, this is why Big Mike is here, man. This is why Max City is here. As y'all can hear, it's raining, and I just washed my goddamn car, and it's raining. Okay. This is bullshit, y'all. Straight bullshit.
They're just babies.
In Big Mike's patriarchy, there will be no babies. But this illustrates perfectly why women are not fit to rule and govern. Because of their emotional body. Like I said, you just had a whole bunch of emotional bitches on that panel trying to cancel everybody.
We're going to cancel everybody. If you've been found guilty of consorting with Jorge Cortito, we're going to cancel you.
Fucking hilarious, man. Like I said, it is what it is. If he's guilty of this shit, I reserve judgment. Because just because the court says that you're guilty on something, I mean, I want to see the transcripts, man. Because I'm just going to keep it a buck with you. If it was a low leader, if there was any sort of deception involved in the game, you know, I ain't got no sympathy for the broad. And regardless if she's 12, 13, 14, 15, in my patriarchy, no. Ruthless pragmatism. In order to reverse this bullshit that's going on with black folks, there can be no more excuses. No, there can be no more. Not with the men, not with the women, not with the children, no. Sharia law, bitch. Yeah, that's a woman's worst fear. Get some Sharia law over this motherfucker. Whip these broads into shape. And this ain't coming from a space of hate. Because contrary to popular belief, Big Mike is a law and order dude. Like, I ain't do all that military service and all this law enforcement shit all my life. Combined with some of my grimy street exploits to not appreciate some law and order. Oh no, we got to have some law and order, Jack.
You're making excuses for pitiful.
Hey, the more I listen to this shit, the funnier it gets, man. funnier it gets. Oh my God. Oh no. Shit, I dropped my sandwich, nigga. Ah, man. But let me go ahead and say, man, you know, my heart goes out to anyone who is a true victim of any sort of sexual misconduct or sexual assault. I mean, seriously. I'm over here having a little bit of fun at these fake outrage niggas, man, but yet and still, bruh, you know what I mean? I mean, I used to give niggas the business on lockdown, man, if I knew that they was on some pedophile shit, man. They got zero love for me. Oh, yeah. They'd have to get the fuck up out of my block. They had to go to PC, nigga. Protective custody. Because I was known for turning a blind eye to certain things in the block against pedos. So I know it's hard for y'all to comprehend this shit, man.
You, I'm going to cancel you because you're defending a pedo.
Man, I just really wish y'all could check my record and see what kind of nigga y'all really dealing with. Y'all have no fucking clue. None. Zero. 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 If them prison walls could talk, y'all know exactly what type of nigga you dealing with. You have no idea. Precisely the main reason I'm not working there anymore. I had to get booted. They gave me the boot. Big Mike was getting a little bit too radical up in that bitch. You know, Big Mike love the ladies. I just ain't gonna let y'all run me. That's just, I ain't gonna do that, man. And that's why I'm clowning Reg the bad guy. He's a straight up bitch. I done peeped him, and it would appear that he does a lot of caping. And he does what Nyla says, no pun intended. Oh, excuse me, let me do my Taz voice. I hear you fuck niggas and you're talking points. Damn, did y'all hear that bullshit that happened on Grandmaster Troll's shit? When Bullets got, he was straight up roasting the shit out of Taz. That shit was funny. Until he got to the point where he was wishing that Nyla and her, mother-in-law would just get raped and shit. Man, and I don't condone that shit. I don't endorse that sort of talk, nigga. You know what I mean? But yeah, still, you know, all that other shit before was fucking hilarious. Yeah, man, I'm rather passionate about this subject because I've had a lot of experience in it. And I just can't sit idly by while we have this so-called Me Too movement going on where just black men are just getting thrown under the bus in the court system. And then we got Negroes online who's supposed to know better, steadily co-signing the bullshit that's going on in these courts, man. Yeah, I'm going to need to see some specifics of the case before I render judgment. Once again, I state, if it's a Lolita, if it's a female that went ahead and misrepresented herself, you know, I ain't got no sympathy, but that doesn't excuse the dude from getting caught up. Supposed to know better, man. Because I'm going to just go ahead and just be honest with y'all, man. You know, with all the shit I've been in these streets, man, as far as picking females to put in work, I've never been tricked or fooled by any female. Like, when I meet a chick, man, I mean, I can tell if she's underage. I can tell. How these niggas can't tell, I don't know. But that doesn't mean that there's some females out there that can't fool. I mean, there's females out here who have reached the age of puberty where, I mean, they look like they 18. Real shit. Where you can obviously tell that, you know, they're not an adult, man. It's just their brain, their mind, the way they act and the way they talk and shit. So, you know, when dudes out here and they meet a female and they fuck around and they go, oops, I fucked around and fucked a minor. In my mind, I'm still thinking like, man, nigga, you couldn't tell? You really, I mean, you seriously lack that sort of serious discernment where you didn't know, nigga? I'll admit it's hard for me to even swallow that pill, man. It's hard for me to accept that excuse with a dude. But I just go back to my experience, man. If I had not had the forethought or the wisdom to actually get documents from these females, see if they could put in the work, man, there's no telling what sort of calamities that would have befallen me if I just went ahead and said, fuck it. I don't need no documents. Come here, put in that work. Man, like I said, there's four of them. Ooh, wee. I could just, oh. How horrible things would have turned out for me, man, if I did not exercise some wisdom and some discipline. Yeah. Well, anyway, Big Mike, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct. Yeah, man, they disingenuous as fuck, man. There's a reason why they're not uttering the age of Tito at the time of that offense. There's a reason. Because they know that's going to humanize him. That they know that that's going to be like, oh, people are going to be like, oh, well, I can see how that could have happened. I can see how you could have made that mistake. Because technically, in the eyes of the law, they were both minors at the same time. But according to that law or that statute, even if he was 17, it was still hands off because they were more than five, because they were 5 years apart. But I'm just giving y'all my take on it, man. If you got someone that's on a crusade or who was on a mission to come get the pedos and all that shit, I could kind of understand if they were serious about it. But, man, this is just a cash grab, man. These niggas, they just manufacturing a crusade because it could be lucrative. When they run out of shit to talk about, they're going to fall back on, guess what? Oh, pedos. Pedos. Rapists. Pedos. Fuck out of here. So, yeah, man, Big Mike is out, man. Let me go ahead. We're like, ooh, oh, blue skies. Well, doesn't do much for my car now. But anywho, if you want to support the cause of trying to cut brothers a break, give brothers some slack out here, that's what Mac City is all about. You want to support the show, support the cause, you can hit me up on Cash App. Link will be in the description box. Or you can PayPal me. Or you can join my Patreon, man, where you can see all my receipts, man. That's what this Mac City shit is all about, man. Give brothers some breathing room. Give them some rhythm. Give them some slack. Because the world ain't doing it. The world doesn't give a fuck about you. Not even your own women. Your own women are trying to set you the fuck up. That's why they're not mentioning his age in that live stream. They say everything else, but they don't want to mention the age. Because why? He's just a baby. He's a baby. Yeah. When the person's 18 and is a female, it's just a baby, you know. They're not culpable for any of their actions. They're not responsible for anything they do. Because they're fucking stupid. They're babies. Let them tell it. Oh, no. 18-year-old don't have any sort of brain capacity to think for themselves. Oh, no. No, no, no. Mm-mm. But all of a sudden, oh, the hypocrisy, the hypocritical stance here, the stench is overwhelming. Yeah, man. That's why women are not fit to rule, man. Because of hypocritical instances of this nature. Thinking with their emotions.
The worst thing in the world is to be violated.
I'm sorry, man. But them fake-ass tears, Nyla, it was just, I'm like, really? You got people actually believe this shit, man? These them motherfucking internet hotep hustlers. Come on, man. Fuck out of here. Okay, I'm done, man. You know, I got diarrhea of the mouth, man, because I'm just really enjoying this shit. I love roasting these niggas, man. Roasting them. And let me reiterate, y'all. Shit. I am not going after Tito. Tito was actually right. He was the righteous one in this one. Even though the video was not about him, he was basically a sidebar. But I said that he was robbing old broads. He dug up some shit to show me why that would be erroneous and why that would not be factual. Now, could it still be factual? It could still be factual that he did that. I don't know. But I'm just saying what he presented made sense. I'm going to assume that what he presented was the real about the case. Now, what Tony finds later on, if he decides to actually dig for the info. Now, keep in mind, you know, a lot of times we just dig for shit, man. I mean, we have a lot of info on a lot of people, man. We got info on a lot of people that, you know, we haven't used because there's no need to. But we just tuck it away. We just file it just for a rainy day, just in case a nigga get froggy. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we data mine just in case a nigga acts stupid. But we exercise restraint. Because for the most part, it ain't that deep, man. I done told y'all, man. Y'all more than welcome to data mine me. You are more than welcome to dox me, do whatever the fuck you want. You ain't gonna find nothing on my record except for exceptional conduct. You ain't even gonna be able to use the info you get because it's gonna make me look good. Yeah. Why you got people all up here following Taz, a fucking lifetime petty criminal, and they want to elevate that nigga above me? I get it. Y'all don't know nothing about me. But if you did know something about me, it would low-key have some of you niggas shook. Real shit. But anyway, let me get off my soapbox, man. I'm talking all sorts of shit. Once again, get in that Patreon, y'all. Support the cause, man. Big Mike and I'm out. Big Mike and I'm out. Big Mike and I'm out.